Don't look back because the market is closed. Good Monday afternoon, everyone, on the shortened July 4th week. Tyler Harridge here for today's VRA Daily Investing Podcast, where we give you a brief recap of today's market action and what we see happening with the VRA investing system. So let's jump right in. Well, the first half of the year has come to the close. For the markets, it is over. And how did we do? Well, the Dow dropped 1.8%, the S&P 500 finished up 1.7%, the NASDAQ, our biggest mover, finished up 8.8%, and the Russell 2000 increased by 7.1%. With the tax cuts, this is what we were hoping for. Things could have been better, actually. But with the trade war, things definitely could have been worse. So let's take a look at today's numbers. After a terrible opening, we saw the market have a strong rally into the close. All four indexes finished it up higher on the day, which is exactly what you want to see at the end of in the last hour of trading there in a strong bull market. So, starting with the Dow, which opened sharply lower, we saw a rally through the day and never quite got back to those opening lows. Ultimately, closing up 33 points or 0.14% to close at 24,304. Then next up, the NASDAQ, our biggest mover on the year and biggest mover on the day as well, stayed far away from its opening lows to finish up 0.76% or 57 points to close at 7,567. On to the S&P 500, which finished up slightly on the day by 0.3% or 8 points to finish at 2,726. And lastly, the second biggest mover on the year, the Russell 2000, which finished up 0.72% or 11 points on the day to close at 1,654. Now, on to the system internals, where we had a bit of a mixed bag today. However, we saw solid advance to declines with 4,670 advances to just 3,984 declines. However, some disappointing numbers and new highs to new lows, with just 151 new highs to 363 new lows. And looking up at up-down volume, we had a slightly positive day on volume, just beating out negative volume there. Next up, let's take a look at a few commodities, how they performed on the year-to-date and how they performed on the day. Starting with gold, which we've discussed here a lot lately, has had a rough time since about mid-April, is currently down 4% year-to-date, down again today by almost a full percentage point, down 0.92% or 11 points to close at $1,242 an ounce. Next up, silver, which is down 5% on the year, had an even worse day today, down by 1.87%, currently at $15.85. And how about this, though? The biggest mover on the year, the biggest winner here being oil, which is now up 24% year-to-date. However, down on the day, a small 0.24%, currently trading at $73.97 a barrel. However, one thing that we did notice today is that the oil ETFs were hit pretty hard, harder than oil was. So something that we see can typically lead the way and something that potentially to be watching out for, something that we will be following closely here. Folks, that is all that we have time for today. Hope that you had a great Monday. Don't forget to sign up today to receive 2 free weeks of the VRA Premium Daily Email Updates at VRAinsider.com. Hope you all have a great rest of your Monday and a great 4th of July week. Have a good one, and tomorrow is a new day.